My dean from Tohoku, Professor Elliot Bain, was the only one who gave me an encouraging smile behind baggy and tired eyes. He had short cropped hair that was combed back, large square glasses, a thick and pointed nose, and a scraggly gray beard. He looked more or less thrown together, his suit sloppy with stains and shoes almost worn with holes, but despite his ragged appearance, I was glad he'd shown up. His familiar wasn't here, as she needed the ocean to survive. I was glad there was a fellow Water Tribe member in here with me in case things got a little heated. And I was already on my last nerve. "What's this about?" I asked bluntly. It was more than a little rude. Madame Doya raised an eyebrow, and the Navita and Yapluma deans shifted uncomfortably. Normally, a third year would get in trouble for mouthing off to their superiors. Big trouble. A million punishments flew behind Madame Doya's eyes, but no one said anything. I was testing them. I wanted to see how far I could push, how much I could get away with, just how sorry they felt for me. Head Dean Alric didn't bat an eye at my attitude. By now, he was long used to it.
"We've gotten notice of a missing child," he began. 18 years ago, an infant was stolen from Coigny. We've recently located her in Utah, living with members of Tohoku."
"Tohoku stole a baby from the Fire Tribe?" I asked in astonishment, before I shook my head. "No, it can't be true."
"It is true, boy," Madame Doya said in that condescending voice of hers, the one she reserved for literally everyone that wasn't from Coigny. "After all this time, we've discovered the missing child is alive, and that she was stolen by none other than Robert and Susan Henley."
My stomach sank. I knew the family. Not very well, but well enough to know that, yeah, they'd do something like this. There were multiple reasons that my tribe, Tohoku, would steal a fire baby. Coigny and Tohoku were natural-born enemies, and were always trying to one-up each other. But what Alric said next floored me.
"We believe the Henleys took the child to prevent a prophecy from coming true."
As if in unison, all the deans spoke together.
"The fated Coigny child, born in the summer solstice in the year of the dragon, shall bring glory to the greatest house.